In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful.
Noon.
By the pen and what they write, you are not, by your Lord's blessing, crazy, and yours indeed will be an everlasting reward, and indeed you possess a great character. You will see, and they will see. Which one of you is crazy? Indeed your Lord knows best those who stray from his way, and he knows best those who are guided. So do obey the deniers, who are eager that you should be pliable, so that they may be pliable towards you. And do not obey any vile swearer, scandalmonger, talebearer, hinderer of all good, sinful transgressor, callous, and on top of that, baseborn, only because he has wealth and children. When our signs are recited to him, he says, midst of the ancients, soon we shall brand him on the snout. Indeed, we have tested them, just as we tested the people of the garden when they vowed they would gather its fruit at dawn, and they did not make any exception. Then a visitation from your Lord visited it while they were asleep. So by the dawn it was like a harvested field. At dawn they called out to one another, "Get off early to your field if you have to gather the fruits." So off they went, murmuring to one another, "Today no needy man shall come to you in it." They set out early morning, considering themselves able to grudge. But when they saw it, they said, "We have indeed lost our way. No, we are deprived." The most moderate among them said, "Did I not tell you? Why do you not glorify Allah?" They said, "Immaculate is our Lord. We have indeed been wrongdoers." Then they turned to one another, blaming each other. They said, "Woe to us. Indeed, we have been rebellious. Maybe our Lord will give us a better one in its place. Indeed, we turn earnestly to our Lord." Such was the punishment, and the punishment of the hereafter is surely greater, had they known. Indeed, for the God-weary, there will be gardens of bliss near their Lord. Shall we then treat those who submit to us as we treat the guilty? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Do you possess a scripture in which you read that you shall indeed have in it whatever you would like? Do you have a pledge binding on us until the day of resurrection that you shall indeed have whatever you decide? Ask them, which of them will aver any of that? Do they have any partners they ascribe to Allah? Then let them produce their partners if they are truthful. The day when the catastrophe occurs and they are summoned to prostrate themselves, they will not be able to do it. With a humbled look in their eyes, they will be overcast by abasement. Certainly they were summoned to prostrate themselves while they were yet sound. So leave me with those who deny this discourse. We will draw them imperceptibly into ruin whence they do not know. I will grant them respite, for my devising is indeed sure. Do you ask them for a reward so that they are weighed down with debt? Do they possess access to the unseen so that they write it down? So submit patiently to the judgment of your Lord, and do not be like the man of the fish who called out as he choked with grief. Had it not been for a blessing that came to his rescue from his Lord, he would surely have been cast on a bare shore while he were blameworthy. So his Lord chose him and made him one of the righteous. Indeed, the faithless almost devour you with their eyes when they hear the reminder, and they say, "He is indeed crazy." Yet it is just a reminder for all the nations.